Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a homeschool father of five, also a Christian pastor. We're raising our children out here at the Eastern Plains of Colorado during the demise of Western civilization, the breakdown of faith, family, freedom. And yes, we're broadcasting from my basement deep in the woods of the Eastern Plains. Dave Buhner also here in studio with me. Today we're going to talk about what's happening in 2014. Friends, welcome to the new year. And wow, the developments right now in terms of the brave new world developing and the brave new world collapsing at the same time. The Boy Scouts are preparing to accept gay scouts. That's an ABC News article came out just this morning. This is January 1. And Camille Paglia also has written an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal. Excuse me, it's an interview with Camille Paglia. And it's an extensive article in the Wall Street Journal. And I've got probably four people who sent me copies of this article because it is very interesting. We have commented on Camille Paglia before. She's a well-known feminist who is not exactly on the feminist reservation and never really has been on the feminist reservation. And because she tells the truth from time to time, kind of like a Tacitus or a Livy, who were commenting on the breakdown of the Roman Empire, even as the Roman Empire continued hobbling along, emperor after emperor, and Caesar after Caesar. Well, Camille Paglia, interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, and Dave, I'd like your comment on some of this. She starts out with this: what you're seeing is how a civilization commits suicide. So that's how the article begins. What you're seeing is how a civilization commits suicide. So this is what it looks like. You want to see how a civilization commits suicide, friends? This is what it looks like. Dave, that almost sounds like us. I think she quoted our radio program there in the Wall Street Journal.
It almost is. What she's saying is that the society is committing suicide. That's the big part.
Yeah.
And now she's going to tell us about what it looks like and what are the causes.
And much of what she says is what we've been saying all along. You break down manhood. You break down womanhood. You break down marriage. You break down families. You break down civilization because why? The family is the basic unit of society. Now, she doesn't go that far. She does not go as far as we go. She doesn't get all the way down into the concrete and find out where the footers have been cracked with 6-foot-wide fissures and where civilization is coming apart at the seams. She doesn't really refer to that very much, but she does refer to many other things. The military is out of fashion. Americans undervalue manual labor. Schools neuter male students. Opinion makers deny the biological differences between men and women. And sexiness is dead. That's just 20 minutes of our three-hour conversation. This is in a Wall Street Journal article, an interview with Camille Paglia. Ms. Paglia argues that the softening of American society begins as early as kindergarten. Primary school education is crock, basically. Depressive to anyone with physical energy, especially guys, she says, pointing to the most obvious example, the way many schools have cut recess. They're making a toxic environment for boys. Primary education does everything in its power to turn boys into neuters. Boy, she doesn't hold back there, Dave. I get in trouble for saying stuff like that.
Yeah, and she does too. Yeah. But you both keep saying it.
Yeah. She's not the first to make the argument. Fellow feminist Christina Hoff Sommers, who we had on the program 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. Remember? The war against boys. We interviewed Christina Hoff Sommers on the program some 9 years ago. She comments on how Christina Hoff Sommers agrees in the war against boys and has been agreeing for more than a decade. The notion was once met with derision, but now data backs it up. Almost 1 in 5 high school-aged boys been diagnosed with ADHD. Boys get worse grades than girls, are less likely to go to college, and what is it, 60-40 now? And probably closer to 70-30 on graduation. Way more girls graduating from college than boys. Politically correct, inadequate education, along with the decline of America's brawn industrial base, leaves many men with no models for manhood, she says. Masculinity is just becoming something that is imitated from the movies. There's nothing left. There's no room for anything manly right now. The only place you can hear what men really feel these days, she claims, is on sports radio. No surprise, she's an avid listener. The energy and enthusiasm inspires me as a writer. Men aren't the only ones suffering from the decline of men. Women, particularly elite upper middle class women, have become clones condemned to pilots for the next 30 years, Ms. Paglia says. Our culture doesn't allow women to know how to be womanly, adding that online pornography is increasingly the only place where men and women in our sexless culture tap into primal energy. A key part of the remedy, she believes, is the revalorization of traditional male trades, the ones that allow women study professors to drive to work on roads, take the elevator to their office, construction, read in the library, electricity, and go to gender-neutral restrooms, plumbing. So she says, in order for these, you know, these female study professors that don't do anything to do whatever they do, which is nothing, they have to go through all these things that are effectively put together by men. So
right.
Interesting. She's got some good humor.
Yeah, you can't sit around and complain about the state of things.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's taking some dominion. She's very big on half of dominion.
Yeah.
Half of the dominion mandate, she's huge on.
Yeah. Yeah. Michelle Obama's going on, everybody must have college. Why? What is the reason why everyone has to go to college?
This is a professor saying this.
Yeah, this is a professor. This is Camille Paglia. Especially when college is so utterly meaningless right now. There's no core curriculum. People end up saddled with huge debts. What's driving the push towards universal college is social snobbery on the part of the lot of upper middle class families who want the sticker on the window. And then she says concerning girls or women, I want every 14-year-old girl to be told, you better start thinking what to do with your life. If you just want a career, no children, you don't have much to worry about. If, however, you are thinking you'd like to have children someday, you should start thinking about when do you want to have them, early or late. To have them early means you're going to make a career sacrifice, but you're going to have more energy and less risks. Both the pros and the cons should be presented. She's honest. At least she's honest. At least she's trying to be honest.
Which is something different.
I have some critique for Camille Paglia, but she's honest. She says, you know what? Figure it out, woman. If you're gonna be on birth control pills and you know be 72 years old and wonder why you never had any kids because you went the career route, figure it out when you're 14. And she's of course speaking to your average 14-year-old girl who has no father.
Right. So she's saying let's be honest in our conversations. Let's at least look at what are the consequences of our actions long term. And she's speaking to the girls and she's saying, girls, if you just go with the flow, know where you're gonna go.
Yeah. And friends, the millennial generation, remember, only 18% of households provided for by the male head of household, 60+% provided by the woman as the primary breadwinner. The civilization is over. The millennial generation is the last generation. We already did that program, 3 months ago. So the millennial generation is the last generation. You don't get another generation after that, as far as the macro is concerned. Now there's the 12% of America that listens to our radio show and says, you know what, we're going to do these things differently. You know, we're going to attend a family economics conference. We're going to get a little different vision for this. We're not going to raise our daughter to be career-minded so that she will be single at 47 years of age and wonder why she never had kids. We're going to start with something more visionary than that. And we're going to address what Camille Paglia calls the end of civilization. This is how a civilization commits suicide. And Dave, I think she's got about 75% of the problem down. Not the whole thing. And she doesn't have the foundational issues down very well, but she understands that the nuclear bomb has been dropped on our social and cultural systems already. And you destroy manhood, it's over.
Well, you destroy the family, you destroy society. And she's right that destroying manhood does destroy family. You're destroying the head of the family, God's covenant head. How do you kill a snake? You cut off its head. You cut off the head of the family, you're going to destroy the family. It's what Lyndon B. Johnson has done to the inner city family. He's utterly destroyed it.
Yeah.
You know, you say there's not another generation. I think there is one more generation. It's called Gen B, and B is for bastard, because we're going to have a whole generation of children who – their mother might not even know who the father is.
Yeah. In another place, she said that that without men, women would still be living in grass huts.
Well,
that would get her in trouble, too. This is Camille Paglia, a well-known feminist. And by the way, she's also a lesbian. And so, you know, I have issues with Camille Paglia. But you know what? From time to time, you have to say she's got it right. And if she's got it right, we'll say she's got it right. Now, her solutions aren't enough. She can't quite see the foundational problems. She's like a Tacitus or a Livy from the Roman Empire, a pagan historian who understood the problems, could see that the end was coming, knew the Roman Empire would end soon, and And they actually had a few hundred years after them, but we're not going to be blessed for that, friends. We've got a destruction of our systems as it is, and the Roman Empire didn't go through this massive, massive neuronic agenda where we celebrated the decline and the absence of manhood, the destruction of the family, and the destruction of sexuality in the form of homosexuality. We didn't see that with the Roman Empire. For some reason, by God's providence, he's enabling this country to go further down the tubes towards the septic system before the whole thing implodes. And so her solutions are not enough. And by the way, sexuality is only going to be recovered when we stop dragging it out of the marriage bed behind the pickup truck for 16 miles before, till it's all fractured and broken to pieces. She doesn't understand that the breakdown of sexuality is not connected to the breakdown of sexiness. It's way too shallow. She's identifying a problem. But friends, the breakdown of sexuality is tied into the breakdown of God's marriage system. The divorce, the breakdown of father-daughter relationships, father-son relationships, dads hanging out in the basement with Playboy magazines in the 1960s, the rise of feminism, the breakdown of marriage, and the breakdown of the family. All of that is connected to the destruction of sexuality. She doesn't understand the interconnectedness of our social systems as we have broken God's laws, moved away from God's social systems and sexuality. She misses that connection. But Dave, I think she's got some of it.
She has some of it. She's observing or making some correct observations. If you want to have a society commit suicide, it's pretty simple. The path that we're following is first you divide the generations. We call them Gen X, Gen Y. In the 60s, we divide generations. You do that through government debt. You do that through programs.
Culture.
You do that by destroying family economies that are multi-generational.
Yep.
You do that through movies and music that are constantly having revolutions. So you start out by dividing the generations. Then you divide the sexes. You have women versus men. You start telling wives that they have to stand up for their rights in marriage. And you start telling husbands that they have to start paying maintenance fees when their wives are unsatisfied and decide to leave for another guy. You just start battling men versus women. You have to take your daughters to work day, and you start disparaging what the contributions that men uniquely bring to society of dominion and defense and of leadership and visionary men who think beyond the emotional. I know that's kind of rare to find men that are not thinking beyond the emotional today, but you divide that. And then you divide the church. And Kevin, I think this is just as important, and I don't think Camille understands this at all.
Mm-hmm.
You divide faith from life.
Yeah, yeah.
You divide the material world from the immaterial world, and you become a good little dualist. And you divide money and income and prosperity and blessings from the work of dominion and serving one another.
Now, Camille comes down upon one particular issue that I think is critical. She says the demasculinization of the military has perhaps been the most devastating in terms of the fact that Americans no longer look to the military for their leaders anymore. And she says the feminization of the military has been devastating to the American socioeconomic systems as we know it. And friends, as we've said before, the incorporation of women into combat, into the military, has not been good. And here is another Wall Street Journal article from yesterday. And sure enough, the sex assault reports surged for the military almost double what they were last year. Big surprise? Not a surprise. Nope. Nope. My friends, sex assault's way, way up. Apparently, men and women aren't getting along very well in the military, and it's about double the incidence that it was last year. Wonder if it's going to double again.
But hey, just send your daughter to the military anyway. After all, she has to become independent and establish herself, right?
Yeah. Okay. Solve the problem. We have the solution to the problem. Take the homosexuals out of the military and take the females out, and I think we'll solve that issue.
And
bring beards back. Yeah, there you go. Bring beards back. You don't necessarily have to do the big ones like you find on Duck Dynasty, but perhaps the little ones that you find on Generations like us.
In the Civil War, it worked.
Yeah.
In the Civil War.
It did.
I understand that there's a problem sometimes with masks having to seal tightly against the face. But, you know, if you're flying a jet, maybe you can just shave that little part around your lips and then just let it grow off the chin.
The military is the last bastion of masculinity, and it's gone. Or going. Going fast. Going, gone fast. Friends, I'm telling you, we need men.
I mean, we need men for our churches, for our families, for our civilization. And I'm saying we need men. We need to retain some kind of biblical manhood, and we need biblical fatherhood as well. We have plenty of irresponsible men. We have plenty of spineless men. We have plenty of heartless men, treacherous men who won't keep their covenants, dishonorable men, passive men, men who won't sacrifice their lives for their wives. We have bureaucratic men who taught well to stack paper and be good in their cubicles and in their committees. We have conservative men who will not, under any circumstances, risk their own lives for that which they believe. And we have liberal men who will only risk the lives of others for that which they believe. We have men who have learned to insulate themselves from relationships that demand reservoirs of wisdom, courage, and self-sacrificing love. We have men who spend their lives smoking peyote, engaging in tribal warfare, call it gang warfare, and impregnating half the village. We have men who are not courageous enough to be sacrificial lovers for their wives. We have angry patriarchs. We have macho men who couldn't lead a poodle on a potty walk. But mighty men of faith, hard to find. Really hard to find. Really hard to find. Men of courage, men of faith, men who will lead, men who will sacrifice, men who will love. Be back in just a moment. This is Kevin Swanson. We're going to talk about Boy Scouts next on Generations. Every year, Generations with Vision sponsors a family economics conference somewhere in America. This year, we are sponsoring a conference in Denver, Colorado on March 27 to 29, 2014. This is for families who want to reintegrate the family into a family economic vision, for families who want to find ways to mentor their sons and daughters into the family economy. This is just the conference for you. How do you choose the optimum business streams for your family? How do you integrate your children into the family economy? What about budgets and debt and capital investments? And what about inheritance and taking care of grandpa and grandma along the way? We'll have young entrepreneur panels, mom and daughter panels, retail and e-commerce panels, audience surveys, and some great keynote speakers, including family economics guru Alan Carlson and entrepreneur Dave Tucker, and yours truly, Kevin Swanson. Join us for our Family Economics Conference in our backyard, Denver, Colorado, March 27 to 29, 2014. Register today at FamilyEconomics.com. That's FamilyEconomics.com. Register now. Early registration ends on December 31st. Back on the Generations Radio Broadcast, Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. It is 2014. Welcome to the new year. And here is one of the very first stories off the press in 2014, Boy Scouts. Prepare to accept Gay Scouts January 1. And please understand, this is a really big deal for the Boy Scouts. They fought it hard for a long time, and we commend those that stood their ground and fought the good fight. But friends, the zeitgeist, the hurricane for this postmodern neurotic agenda is moving at 150 miles an hour across this deck, and it is going to swipe a lot of these folks off the deck. It's going to be hard to stand in this hurricane, in this politically correct hurricane. However, we stand on the principles of Scripture. No other basic moral ethical standard you can find in a world that, friends, is shifting ground on morality every 2 minutes. You've got to stand somewhere. God's laws are still in stone, and we use the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, Romans 1, 1 Corinthians 6, Leviticus 18, 20, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you can find it throughout Scripture. And use the Bible as the standard for ethics, and you will be fine. If you don't, you're going to be in big trouble. Anyway, friends, in just a moment, we're going to interview a young man who forfeited his Eagle Scout, or will forfeit his Eagle Scout. And Dave, he wrote to me about a month ago and said he's planning to do this because he understands that the Boy Scouts are now incorporating homosexuality into the Scout troops. Now, they're exempting leaders for right now, just members at this point. We'll see what happens in the next 2 months on this one. But there are churches that are canceling their Boy Scout troops for 105 years. Boy Scout Troop 101, one of the oldest west of the Mississippi River, has called Pomona First Baptist Church home.
But that relationship will end on New Year's Day when the church will sever ties with a troop over the Boy Scouts of America's decision to admit openly gay youth. The split between the Southern California troop and its longtime sponsor is one example of the fallout from the Boy Scouts' new membership policy, and so on it goes. They take an oath.
The Boy Scouts repeat an oath at most of their meetings.
Yes.
And one part of that oath, it begins with, on my honor, I'll do my best to God and my country.
Mm-hmm.
So God comes first and country comes second.
But it includes the Boy Scout values, and a lot of these guys just do not feel that they can stand on this anymore.
Well, they can't. Part of their oath is to remain morally straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, straight can have lots of meanings. Mm-hmm. It can mean not homosexual. Mm-hmm. As in, I like the other sex, that makes you a straight male. Mm-hmm. But it also means not morally crooked. The morality is the straight and narrow path as defined by God. If you're going to take an oath to God and you're going to take an oath to be morally straight, you cannot sanction this development.
Now, we're not saying that every Eagle Scout needs to do what this young man's going to do. In fact, we're going to interview him in just a moment, Dave, but it takes courage for a young man like this to forfeit his Eagle Scout. And my understanding is he just got it. I mean, this young man's like 17 or 18 years of age. He just got it after all this work, and now apparently he's going to forfeit this thing.
And people need to understand, Eagle Scout is a multi-year project. You have to have a plan of attack. You have to do service projects at different ranks along the way, including your Eagle Service Project. Not your Evil Service Project. Your Eagle Service Project. It really does challenge a young man to marshal all of the abilities he has and to grow beyond what most young men grow. And Eagle Scout used to be a wonderful thing to put on your resume. It was where the military looked for their officers, but not so much anymore.
Well, Dave, we're going to take a moment, pull this guy onto the phone lines, because I want to interview him on a national audience and talk to him about his convictions and why he is forfeiting his Eagle Scout because the Boy Scouts have accepted homosexuality. Friends, next. And ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to grab Clayton Smith on the phone lines, who is an Eagle Scout, and he's deeply concerned with what's happening with the Boy Scout organization in the year 2014, as they legitimize homosexuality for the first time in that organization's history. And now we have Clayton Smith. He's a 22-year-old Eagle Scout, and he was heavily involved in the Boy Scouts for a long time. Hey, welcome to the program, Clayton. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swanson.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Well, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal, not just for the Boy Scouts, but for America, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Boy Scouts of America has a very long history of high morals and biblical morals. And just back in 2012, the organization reaffirmed its commitment to heterosexuality and to the biblical principles that God has given us concerning that. And now we see that just today, a new policy is put in place, allowing new scouts to join the Boy Scouts of America who openly say, I am a homosexual.
And as far as you know, Clayton, is there any other sinful habit that the Boy Scouts are going to approve in 2014? Are they going to approve lying, fornication, bestiality, cannibalism, anything else besides homosexuality, as far as you know?
Not that I know of, but, it's hard to say that they're not on a slippery slope and on a downward trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Now, Clayton, how many years were you involved with the Boy Scouts, and what did it take to get an Eagle Scouts award? I know that's a big process. Can you just give us a little snapshot on what you did with the Boy Scouts?
Well, I first joined the organization when I was probably about 6 years old, and I was active until I was 18. And and actually since then, as an adult leader, as a volunteer. But I've been to hundreds and hundreds of weekly meetings with my Boy Scout troop, many, many camping trips, countless hours spent. It's really been a big part of my life growing up.
Wow. And what did it take to get the Eagle Scouts award? And when did you get it? Were you 17, 18 years old? Or?
I finished all the requirements when I was about 15 or 16, I think, if I remember correctly. It was quite a process. I developed and led a service project along with the help of several other scouts and several adults that were active with my troop.
Now, it's not everybody that gets the Eagle Scout, right? I mean, there's only some percentage that got to achieve the Eagle Scouts award.
That's right. It's a very small percentage. I think it's 2 or 3%.
Wow. So at this point, what are you going to do?
Well, I plan to write a letter to the Chief Scout Executive, who is the head of the organization, and tell him what I'm thinking and tell him that I believe that the Boy Scouts of America is doing the wrong thing here, and that they're not being consistent. They're not helping our country. They're doing a bad thing. Mm-hmm. The membership resolution that has been published concerning the new membership standards states that Scouts will continue to be held to the ideals of the Scout Oath and the Scout Law, which includes keeping myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight, and being reverent to God. Then, down at the bottom of the resolution, it stated that no youth will be denied membership in the Boy Scouts of America on the basis of sexual orientation or preference alone. And that's just entirely inconsistent. And in the scouting community, there's a saying that goes like this: once an eagle, always an eagle. So since I'm an Eagle Scout, I will be considered a part of the organization basically as long as I live, unless I do something about it. And I don't think that a Christian can be properly associated with the organization any longer.
So you,
due to their recent decision.
So you do not think that you can stand by the Scout values and obey the Scout law if the Scout values stand for something that so opposes the laws of God? Is that the way you're thinking?
That's right.
It's kind of a sad day.
It is. It is. It's sad for me and sad for our whole nation.
What are you saying to your friends, your acquaintances, perhaps brothers, others who may be in the Scouts? Obviously, everybody has to make their own decisions, make their own call. But what are you saying to others?
Well, I've decided to just be honest and open and express my opinion about this and do my best to be humble about it, because I'm sure that I will meet plenty of opposition. Three of my brothers are also Eagle Scouts right now. I have an older brother and two younger brothers who are Eagle Scouts.
Wow.
And the youngest of those just became an Eagle Scout within the last month. And I acted as master of ceremonies at his Eagle Scout Court of Honor. But, you know, the idea there was that he was going ahead and finishing up earning his Eagle Scout rank in 2013 before the membership standards changed. It may be a harder decision for him, you know, to give it up since he's just earned it. But I'm convinced that as a Christian, it would not be right for me to continue to be affiliated with the Boy Scouts of America.
Well, Clayton, I commend you for your courage. I understand it takes great courage to stand up against the Pharaohs, the Herods, the politically correctness of the day, and say, I stand on a higher standard, that is the laws of God, and if the laws of men conflict with the laws of God, even to the surrender of my life, my fortune, and my sacred honor, I'm willing to give all that up for the sake of principle and the higher standard. That is the ultimate definition of courage, by the way, and I commend you for that. And perhaps someday you'll get a better reward for what you've done.
I hope so. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Clayton Smith, who is surrendering his rank as Eagle Scout in the Boy Scouts in 2014, as the Boy Scouts have compromised ultimately in a fatal sense, and they have taken the wrong direction and abandoned the principles of God's Word in order to maintain the political correctness of the day, especially with the neuronic agenda progressing nicely. Homosexual marriage is now approved in some 17, 18 states around America as of 2014. All right, my friends, you've been listening to an edition of the Generations Radio broadcast, a highly significant edition of the program, a symbolic moment, a historic moment in the history of the decline of Western civilization. And I understand it's just one young man surrendering his Eagle Scout badge with the Boy Scouts. But this, friends, make up the highly significant, courageous moments that I think will be recorded in history. If you'd like to understand what happened in the decline of Western civilization and the glorification of sodomy or homosexuality in the Western world, if you're confused with these very odd developments going on in the Western world, you need to read my book, Apostate, which details the entire historic development of the breakdown of the Christian faith and the breakdown of a civilization. This is an interesting story. You need to catch it in my book, Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. Get Apostate today at our website, kevinswanson.com, and you can hear this program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.